It's Friday, the 10th of January, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The Minister of Mines and Energy, Tom Aluendo, says Shell's recent announcement that some discoveries in PEL 39 are not viable for commercial development is unfortunate, but will not impact the country's oil and gas progress. In a LinkedIn post, Aluendo said, "We remain positive about the remaining potential of PEL 39 and the ongoing exploration campaigns by Total Energies, Galp Energia, and Chevron." With the country facing a severe blood shortage, with reserves dwindling to just a two-day supply, the Blood Transfusion Service of Namibia has announced a blood drive for this weekend. NAM BTS Educational Officer Frida Asino has more.
The Blood Transfusion Service will be hosting a blood donation clinic tomorrow, the 11th of January 2025, in Windhoek at the headquarters. The headquarters are situated at 35 Tell Street, and we are urging all of those who are able to meet the criteria to donate blood to please come in and do so. We will be open between 8 o'clock and 2 o'clock. The criteria to donate blood is that you're between the ages of 16 and 75 years old, that you weigh more than 50 kilograms in weight, that you lead a generally healthy lifestyle, and you must have eaten at least 4 hours prior to your donation.
To South Africa now, where the Hawks have arrested and charged three suspects believed to be linked to a human trafficking ring. It comes after police rescued 15 undocumented Ethiopian nationals who were being kept against their will in a house in Lombardi East in Johannesburg. Hawks spokesperson Pilani Nkwalase says preliminary investigations found that the victims broke open a window and burglar bars to escape. Remaining on the continent, Ivorian President Alassane Ouattara said he would consider seeking a fourth term in office later this year if his party backed his candidacy. "I'm in good health and eager to serve my country," the 83-year-old Ouattara said Thursday at an event in Abidjan, the commercial capital, televised by state broadcaster RTI. And Poland's President Andrzej Duda has urged the government not to arrest Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu should he attend the Auschwitz Liberation Anniversary event later this month. The International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for Netanyahu in November of 2024 over the Gaza war, prompting outrage from Israel and its allies. Poland, as a party to the ICC, would be required to arrest Netanyahu if he attended the ceremony. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.